A New Year's resolution from the president. Let's see. How about taking on the troubled economy?
As president, that's my commitment to you, to do everything I can to make sure our economy is growing, creating jobs, and strengthening our middle class. That's my resolution for the coming year.
Now, aside from the fact that most New Year's resolutions fail, is the president suggesting here that creating jobs is something new for him? 2 years into his presidency?
Perhaps a poor choice of resolution, or maybe a reminder of how hard he's working on economic recovery. One thing's certain, the president has 2011, one more year, before voters get to test their commitment to him.
The man from audacity confronts the futility of mere hope in the middle of a historic recession. Obama, year three. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. On this Tuesday, December 11th, another discussion of whether 2011 is going to be a crucial year for Barack Obama's state, of course, or turn things around.
Oh, as if there could be an uncrucial year at this point in the state's history, or the country's history, right? Let's get to the top of the headlines this morning. The nation is still grieving for the victims of the weekend shooting spree in Arizona. President Obama will be among those paying tribute to the six people who were killed and 14 wounded. There'll be a memorial service in Tucson tomorrow. The president will attend.
As President of the United States, but also as a father, obviously, I'm spending a lot of time just thinking about the families and reaching out to them.
Shooter Jared Loughner has been ruled a danger to the community. He's being held without bail.
In the wake of the shooting, the House of Representatives have suspended this week's planned schedule. Congressman Fred Upton says the shooting will nudge Republicans and Democrats towards greater cooperation.
I think this tragic event we'll put a stronger grip on our relationships on both sides of the aisle.
For now, lawmakers are joining to consider new congressional security measures. A bipartisan proposal would formally team the Capitol Police with local police and sheriff's departments. Former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay has been sentenced to 3 years in prison for his role in a campaign finance money laundering scheme that he apparently isn't going to be able to dance out of. Traverse County District Attorney Rosemary Lemberg tells KXAN Radio there's no doubt former Congressman DeLay violated the law.
Corporate contributions are illegal in Texas, and you can't give them to candidates directly, and you can't give them to candidates indirectly.
But DeLay may have a few steps. He's hired Dick DeGaren, one of the sharpest attorneys in Texas, or in the United States for that matter, and says he'll appeal the ruling.
Was that two puns on his appearance for Dancing the Stars?
I'm just trying to work some deep structure in there.
Yep, the Presidential Oil Spill Commission issues its final report on BP's Gulf of Mexico spill today. They're planning to recommend tougher regulations and stiffer fines for the oil industry. Spain's interior minister says two suspected members of ETA have been arrested less than 24 hours after the Basque separatist group declared a permanent ceasefire. Interior Minister Alfredo Perez Rubalcaba says the only statement he wants to hear from ETA would be one announcing that the group had disbanded.
The only statement from the terrorist gang ETA that we want to read is that ETA announces the end and that it does so in a definite and irreversible manner.
Vice President Joe Biden is visiting a military training center as part of his surprise visit to Afghanistan.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton making an unplanned visit to Yemen. She's pressing Yemeni leaders to do more to crack down on extremism. And here's a business you want to get into. The Federal Reserve made a record profit, more than $78 billion in 2010, 65% increase from the previous year. It's a clear picture of how the financial crisis has turned the Fed into the most profitable bank in history. Where do its profits go? Into the U.S. Treasury. College football action. Heisman-winning quarterback Cam Newton and the Auburn Tigers finished off a perfect season and defeated the Oregon Ducks 22-19. Markets are mixed. European indices up. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow starts at 11,637, 1,269 for the S&P, 2,707 for the NASDAQ.
Coming up next, ahead of the State of the Union address from the president, here's some key political observers saying what can the president do differently this year?
Thank you. There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.